This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. People fired up over this LIV tour, and Dustin Johnson is leaving, Kevin Na, Ian Poulter's there, Louis Oosthuizen. I don't know why people are upset, unless you feel like, what's the impact? Is this going to be on the PGA Tour? We don't want you messing with our viewing patterns here, but if you want to go play and Dustin Johnson can't, this isn't hypothetical money. This is money, because hypothetical, all right, let me think about that. Maybe a year ago, maybe 6 months ago was hypothetical. It's real. If you're getting $100 million, if Phil Mickelson is going to get $50 million a year, let's say, if that's the number that's been reported, okay, I get it. Would I like to see Lefty on tour? Sure. Dustin Johnson, eh, maybe more so his wife, not him. But people bothered by this. You know, it comes down to your conscience, the paycheck you're going to get. It's guaranteed. It sounds like fun. Get to play with buddies. You got teams. You still get appearance fee money. Make sure you check out danpatrick.com. We got some great gifts there for you. Our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Some of the headlines, Rangers Lightning game 4 tonight. And then game 3 tomorrow night, Celtics and the Warriors. Boston, according to DraftKings, 3.5-point favorite. The Avs, my Avs, moved to the Stanley Cup Final, sweeping the Oilers in overtime. Aaron Donald got paid. Jimmy Garoppolo still in limbo with the 49ers. And the same with Baker Mayfield. You have mandatory training camp coming up, which means Deshaun Watson will be there in Cleveland. Is Baker Mayfield going to be there? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Seton, poll question for the final hour of the program.
We put up a new one for the final hour, Dan, and we have. You were kicking this around earlier with Paul. You can add one player to your team for next season, same price.
Okay.
Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Jonathan Taylor, Travis Kelce, TJ Watt, Jalen Ramsey.
All right.
Right now, Aaron Donald running away with it at 44%, followed by Cooper Kupp, TJ Watt. Very last on the list, Jalen Ramsey.
It feels like I can plug in Aaron Donald and know what I'm going to get. I don't know what I'll get out of Cooper Kupp. I think I know, but is he going to have any number? Are they going to be close to what he had last year? He had, you know, arguably the greatest season in NFL history, certainly in the top five. Yes, Eden.
This These results seem awfully disrespectful to Jalen Ramsey. He's a much better player than 4% of the vote, isn't he?
But it's all the same price. I think.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think it's a little disrespectful to Travis Kelce. That guy seems in clutch games to be unstoppable. And I don't know if he gets enough credit. I think Mahomes gets all the credit. I don't know if Kelce does.
USFL Saturday, red hot New Jersey Generals battling the Michigan Panthers. The USFL Saturday, 1 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. There was a press conference earlier today. Dustin Johnson had this to say about why he was joining the LIV Tour and leaving the PGA Tour.
For right now, I resign my membership from the tour. I'm going to play here, for now, and that's the plan. But what the consequences are going to be, I can't comment on how the tour is going to handle.
But regards to majors, are you?
Majors, it's, again, I can't answer for the majors, but, hopefully they're going to allow us to play. Obviously, I'm exempt for the majors, so I plan on playing there unless I hear otherwise.
That's Dustin Johnson. Kevin Van Valkenburg works for ESPN, senior writer. He was at the press conference and kind enough to join us. Kevin, how would you recap what happened at that press conference?
Dan, I would say that it was about as expected. A lot of talking points about just a golfer, not a politician. Just want to grow the game. I just want to make sure that everybody around the world gets a chance to be experience golf in a fun, exciting shotgun start team format. And then some, I would say a few pointed questions about some of the moral conflicts or justifications that some of this required. It got a little bit heated at one moment. And I think, Graham McDowell, to his credit, tried to give some answers that were more than just, hey, I don't want to talk about politics. I just want to talk about golf. And, stepped it in a little bit in his own way too. I think it was a little bit of surprising that Dustin came out and said up front that he was resigning. I wasn't sure if, maybe he was going to go through some of the kind of legal battles that some of the players are talking about if this happens, but he was up front and basically saying like, yeah, I don't really care about the PGA Tour. It was great to me for when I was there, and now I'm moving on and this is what I want to focus on. So it was interesting. It's likely going to get more interesting tomorrow if they bring Phil Mickelson out as expected. And that's what a lot of the reason people are waiting here to see.
I'll give you one question for Mickelson. What would you ask?
I think I would say to Phil, a lot of people who say this stuff, I'm not a politician. Taylor Gooch said today, I'm not smart enough to understand this. Phil has always believed that he is smart enough to understand everything. So Phil is one of the few people who you would expect to say like, all right, how have you weighed all of the sort of moral complexities of this? Some of the whataboutism stuff, I don't think really, what about China? What about, the things you have done? This is directly working for the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, which is controlled by Mohammed bin Salman. This is not, setting up a business in China. This is not, a sort of a proxy of building iPhones somewhere. This is directly working for the public relations of a country that has, been not only, brutally murdered a journalist, according to, the CIA and intelligence, but also has done a lot of terrible stuff in terms of like to lesbians and gays around the world, and has, treated dissidents with, swift and sort of, brutal punishments. So, you can sit there and say, hey, I don't really care about that stuff. But I think that it's sort of every journalist's kind of right and maybe expectation to at least ask to say, have you weighed it? And someone like Phil, it would be impossible for him to say like, no, I haven't weighed it, because he sort of believes that he's thought about everything.
What's the media strategy here with the LIV Tour? What is their end game?
I think the LIV golf strategy is really just to sort of put on a product that they hope is entertaining. And I would say mostly the who attends it and who watches it is less to do with like their larger reputation of, increased business investment in the kingdom. I think that you know, if any of your listeners want to go and find a really interesting article in The Atlantic that Jeffrey Goldberg wrote, where he literally interviewed Mohammed bin Salman, it talks a lot about the really complicated dynamics of the sort of the kingdom there, and how, as much as kind of Mohammed bin Salman has been, you know, kind of cast as the bad guy in a lot of ways, that it's a lot more complicated than just that, because in some ways he's progressive for Saudi Arabia. And so he wants to bring in a lot of business investment. And so, you know, there are a lot of kind of difficult questions to answer. And I think that a lot of journalists and a lot of golfers particularly haven't done really enough kind of research and reading to understand all of the complexity of issues. I certainly don't have the answers, but I think it's important to kind of talk about the questions and see where everyone kind of, you know, plays out on it.
Where do they stand on broadcast partners?
None so far. I've heard, I don't know this for certain, but I've heard that they have tried to give it away to various broadcast partners and haven't been able to find anyone. This event for now will be broadcast on YouTube.
So give it away.
You can find it there. Yes, they are currently giving it away. You know, I think they've said a couple times that this is a startup, and they are viewing it like, you know, we're figuring it out in some ways as we go. And so I don't know if, you know, some of the people saw, like, they released you know, teams names this week, and it looked like they're using like clip art for some of the kind of team logos and stuff. It's not a super slick operation, but, you know, it also, there is a lot of professional people involved, and there are a lot of people who are trying to get it right. I think, you know, you're trying to sort of view this objectively. Is it run like a regular PGA Tour golf event or a major? No, but you know, they're trying to figure it out as they go, and you have to kind of look at it like that on some things.
Did anybody say, I just did it for the money, Kevin?
Not today. They did not. And that question was posed to them directly. Like, why not just sort of say, hey, you know, it's all about the money. And because I think that deep down, if you could give them truth serum, that's what probably a lot of them would say. And you know what? That's fine if that's how they feel. Mostly they kind of deflected into, you know, it's exciting. There was a lot of talk, which I found sort of funny, about how the shotgun start means that no one gets a bad side of the draw, you know, as if that was a major point of contention in professional golf, as I've been screwed by the bad draw so many times, I have to start a new league.
I wish somebody would just say, I couldn't pass up the money. Before I let you go, will or how should the PGA Tour respond today?
You know, I think that the PGA Tour, probably as a business, has every kind of right to sort of try to protect their business. I mean, no one is saying that these guys can't come play over here. They're just sort of saying, hey, you know, you're not going to get to bounce back and forth between both tours. Can you do that as a setup as a nonprofit? I think that's a really complex legal question. I think that, you know, looking like a few years down the road, it would probably, if this continues, if it does have success, it would make sense for the PGA Tour to say, hey, you know, we couldn't kill this. We couldn't stop it. It's okay for the guys to bounce back and forth, because it doesn't benefit us to say, like, what if Rory McIlroy leaves? What if, you know, Scottie Scheffler leaves? All of a sudden you're going to say, like, he wants to compete in the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and you're going to say, no, sorry. Like, doesn't that sort of screw over the Arnold Palmer Invitational? These places that are desperate to get the best players. And so I think it's going to be a really complicated issue. There are probably wishes that it just fails and goes away. But, you know, the Live Investments has so much money that I think that they're not running this to try to make a profit. They're not even running it to try and break even. They're just running it to sort of, you know, kind of fix their reputation globally for business partners.
Kevin, great stuff. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, Dan.
That's Kevin Van Valkenburg. He's an ESPN senior writer joining us from London, the Live Tour press conference there. I would love somebody just to go, hey, you know, I did for the money, man. You would too. Like, that's okay. Do what's best for you, right? But don't give me these, you know, we get to do a shotgun start, and we get to have teammates. That's why you did it? Yeah. Josh in Maryland. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Dan, so to get straight to the point, I think the LIV Golf Tour can put some pressure on the PGA Tour and with their product. And if they can get their product correct, and the whole point with the shotgun start is to get all the players on the course at one time, and if they can get the broadcast correct and modernized, and get people to watch it free or not, the PGA Tour broadcast is just ancient and has not evolved over time. And what they could do is they could really get on top of the get the fantasy aspect of golf and live betting and people to engage in that and put some pressure on the PGA Tour.
And maybe they can have an open mind on this, Josh. Thank you for the phone call. But live betting, if you embrace it, is that enough? Is that enough for you to watch a golf event? Just because don't you have the ability to do live betting now? I don't know. I don't know what you do with the TV portion of this that says, oh, you've got to watch this. I mean, you're seeing right now, you know, the NFL has the USFL and then there's the XFL. And those are kind of training grounds for, you know, what kind of new technology can we use? They're not, those leagues aren't competing with the NFL. But let's say Fritzy was booking for our show, and all of a sudden he said, hey, I want to go book for Jim Rome. I'd say, well, no, you can't. Well, hey, they want to triple my salary. Then go work for them. But you can't work here. That's what's happening. If you're the PGA Tour, and all of a sudden Dustin Johnson's like, hey, I'm going to go. Okay. Like, go ahead. We're going to survive without you. We'll survive without Kevin Na or Ian Poulter or Graham McDowell or Louis Oosthuizen. You know, we will. You know, the Masters might not have Louis on the first page, as that seems like every year after day one. We'll be good. We'll be fine. It's like the NFL is going to be okay when Tom Brady retires. The NBA is going to be okay when LeBron retires. They will. They are. Yeah, Paul.
When Messier and Gretzky retired, that was a tough little run, though, for the NHL. It felt like there was some star power dip.
Well,
for
with
years.
Gretzky,
yeah.
When Gretzky was gone, there was like, wait, Wayne's not coming to our town. Yeah. Like when you think about expansion, one person, and what Gretzky did for hockey, every team, every city in the South thought, well, we want a hockey team. Like Gretzky is largely responsible for that. Yeah, Marv.
So we can blame him for hockey in Atlanta?
Wow.
I don't think they were going to Magic City after the Thrashers won.
Yeah.
Or whatever their name was.
Yeah, our Thrashers. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls on this topic coming up. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Link Soul, Father's Day. We got gifts. We got care packages from Link Soul. Guys opened it up and like, you know, it's like Christmas. It's always great to get the clothes from Link Soul. Father's Day right around the corner, and what we wear, you can buy for dad as well. You need a performance polo shirt going to play golf, they have that for you. Long sleeve shirt, dress pants, go out to dinner, they've got that for you as well. The boardwalker shorts, perfect. You want to hang at the beach or in the backyard. Fritzy is a big proponent of the boardwalker shorts.
Totally am.
Thank you, Todd. Link Soul has something for you, has something for everybody. New styles and colors for summer. Link Soul is prepared to add some fresh looks to your wardrobe and make this the best Father's Day ever. Go to linksoul.com. They spell it, and we spell it the same way. LinkSoul.com. Check it out. Get 15% off and free shipping with that first order. LinkSoul.com. Get 15% off, free shipping with that first order. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's not very often when you go to the car wash, but you need to wash your car after going to the car wash. That happened to me this morning. I think, all right, I'll just stop in, get my car washed, and I go in, and then it stops. There's a woman in front of me, and she has her brake lights on. And she's actually steering the car and putting her brakes on. I don't think she's ever been in a car wash before. So they had to shut the thing down for 10 minutes, and I'm just sitting there. And then they just said, you guys got to drive through, which we did. So I had soap all over my my car, my Mercedes. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Oh, boo-hoo, Dan. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. I mentioned Wayne Gretzky. When you talk about an impact on a sport, of all the athletes and the impact that they have on a sport, I don't know if anybody rivals Wayne Gretzky. So he plays in Los Angeles. The NHL is now on national TV. Everybody, it felt like all of these cities wanted a franchise. Now, keep in mind, the WHA merger in 1979, the league had 21 teams. The LA Kings were the only American franchise located west of Minnesota. He goes to the Kings and boosts the popularity. The NHL added 5 expansion teams, including 2 in Florida, and then 2 more in California, the Sharks and the Ducks. 23 of the 30 NHL teams in 2013 were in American cities. 10 of those U.S. franchises came into existence, including teams that relocated after Gretzky was traded. 5 of them have won the Stanley Cup: Kings, Ducks, Hurricanes, Lightning, and Avalanche. Avalanche.
Stat
whoa!
Of the day, wow. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day.
Got hit by an avalanche there.
Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
And the Avs are back in the Stanley Cup final this year. Once again, hockey has a final. The NBA has finals. I don't know why that is. Couldn't we have a universal, you know, it's the Stanley Cup finals? But I was told, when I was covering it, that it's the Stanley Cup final. Yes, Paul.
I think grammatically, hockey would be correct because it's an event. It's not a series of games. It's the final is a series of a max of 7 games. I think grammatically, hockey is correct.
But it's a finals game.
I think it's a Stanley.
It's Cup. Not the final game.
It is the
game
Stanley
3 of the finals.
Should we get an English professor on this?
Well, you've been known to track down a professor whenever you need one.
You should see the reactions when they get the emails. Like, really? I work at Harvard. I'm getting this email. Some dopey radio show.
Is Robert Lucetich there?
Sure is.
Oh, an old friend of the show, author of Unplayable, an inside account of Tiger's most tumultuous season. He's a journalist, and Robert is back on the program. Great to see you. Why are fans so upset, or at least I feel like they are, here in the United States with this LIV Tour?
Well, I think, DP, that the PGA Tour has done a very good job of turning what is really a commercial battle. You've got somebody that's just coming after them commercially, and they've turned it into a morality play by saying this money is Saudi money, it's dirty money, it's and listen, no one is going to be defending the Saudi government and MBS for the things that they've done. But I think the tour has made a PR play, and I think a lot of people are happy the way professional golf is run now. They watch it, they consume it, and it would be very similar to, honestly, a few years ago when the Chinese decided to buy a lot of big soccer players from Europe and put these teams together in this Chinese league, and they just gave them silly money. And of course, a lot of these guys went, but they went to an inferior competition. And I think the fans were against that at the time. And in a lot of ways, the fans have been molded to get to a particular outcome.
Why is Phil Mickelson the bad guy?
Well, look, I mean, Phil, you know, basically he has had a steady supply of foot bullets throughout this entire past 6 months. I think that Phil has always sort of thought himself to be the smartest guy in the room, and he thought he could work everything and make it all. And by the way, it's worked for a lot of years, right? Let's acknowledge that he's done a great job of creating a brand. But Phil Mickelson, 51 years old, is no longer, frankly, you know, obviously he had an amazing PGA last year and became the oldest ever major champion. So there's something to be said about that. But he's no longer a force in professional golf. He's 51 years old. And he was given, let's be frank, a boatload of money. And depending on who you listen to, I do believe it's at least $100 million just to sign. And then you play 8 weeks and you get guaranteed money. I mean, the real thing about LIV is that people need to stop looking at it like it makes economic sense. It makes no economic sense. None. They're going to just essentially throw $1 billion against the wall this year. And they don't care because they want to buy a seat at the table. They are positioning themselves not for this event this week, 48 guys that most of whom you've never heard of or would care to watch, but they're looking at the guys that are sitting on the sidelines on the PGA Tour thinking to themselves, this bottom feeder just made $3 million and I didn't make the cut last week. And they're going to wait for that steady flow of defections to come from the tour. So I think we're at a crossroads right now in professional golf. It's not going to look the way it's looked up until now.
How will the PGA Tour respond?
Well, obviously there's going to be some disciplinary action. I believe it's going to be, whether they make it public or not, I've always thought it was just asinine that they don't. Just make it public. Tell people what, you know, why you're suspending someone like other sports do. But the PGA Tour, they've always hidden behind this idea that our members are above, you know, they're the best, they're above, they're clean, they're all the rest of it. And I know that's an image thing. But what's interesting from today's press conferences at the LIV event in London is that we now know that a number of these players have resigned from the PGA Tour. They've resigned as members of the PGA Tour. So what are you going to do? Are you going to suspend a guy that's resigned? I don't think so. So I believe that the lawyers that Greg Norman and his backers have employed, and let's not forget, by the way, Ari Fleischer was running that press conference today. Okay, Ari Fleischer. I mean, my goodness. So,
Robert, let's fast forward 10 years from now. Where are both sides?
Look, it really just depends on how big the investment is going to be. I believe that the Saudis think that they're in this for the long haul and that they will ultimately control the global golf tour. And the PGA Tour will become a secondary tour. And that's the battle we're in right now. And I'm not sure that they're going to lose because, DP, as you and I both know, money talks. And it talks very loudly with professional golfers.
Well, it didn't talk loud enough for Tiger. Didn't talk loud enough for Jack Nicklaus. I'm wondering, does everybody have a price tag? You know, Rory, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth. Does everybody have a price tag at, you know, when you're in your 20s, early 30s?
Well, okay, when you're in your 20s, that's a different conversation to have. If you're winning majors, you're about your legacy as a golfer. When you are in your 40s and you've won a few majors and you know that you're on the back nine of your career and somebody just floats $20, $30, $40, $50 million guaranteed, a lot of these guys are going to take it. The Sergio Garcias, the Lee Westwoods. I mean, look at what they all have in common. You know, I think DJ at 37 is the youngest of the big names. But a Taylor Gooch surprised me because he's a young guy making his way on the tour, pretty successful, won on the PGA Tour, and he took the money. So ultimately, the other interesting aspect of this is that Norman is going after young players out of college. And this has never really been done. PGA Tour makes them go through the hoops to get onto the PGA Tour. But from what I was told, one of the young amateurs was given $6 million to sign and then guaranteed $250,000 for every event that he played. And those numbers, you add those numbers up, and that is an excellent year on the PGA Tour. Excellent year for, you know, somebody that may not potentially even get on the PGA Tour. So he's snapping them up. And again, it all goes back to the fact that it's silly money. There is, people are always trying to make sense of this. Well, it's not going to last. Okay, if somebody says to you, you got $2 billion and you must spend it, what are you going to do? You're going to go spend it, right? So that's what we're seeing right now. And I do believe this will be the weakest of field of any live event because I think that other players are looking around and saying, well, if the tour is not going to really do anything, if I'm still going to be able to play majors, that's very, very important for obviously the younger guys and their legacy. So they won't get a guy like Rory because Rory's got, you know, $200 or $300 million in the bank. He doesn't really need another $100 million isn't going to make his life different and he doesn't want to do it. So you will always have, I think, guys that won't do it, but it will be interesting to see what the majors do. If the next week it's the US Open, we have not heard anything from the USGA about banning any of these guys. And I don't believe we will. I believe that they're going to play because there's about 12 of them in the field. So you know, do you think the Masters is going to say to a Phil Mickelson, to a Dustin Johnson, potentially to a Sergio Garcia, hey, past champ, no, you're not going to play in this year's Masters? I don't see that happening. So qualification for the Masters is going to be an issue. But again, I think that we're going to end up in court at probably soon, and a lot of these questions will be answered by courts.
Robert, great to talk to you again. Thanks for your insight.
You got it, Matt.
Robert Lucetich, the author of Unplayable, an inside account of Tiger's most tumultuous season. And, he raises a lot of great topics there. I think if I'm Greg Norman and I'm heading up this LIV tour, I go right to the college ranks. I just say, hey, you can step right out, step right into playing against professionals. You're going to get paid like a professional. You're going to make, I'm going to guarantee that you're going to make $8 million this next year. You're going to play in whatever, 14 events, 12 events. You could do that and then say down the road, you know, maybe there we're bigger. We're getting more players in the PGA Tour. Or the PGA Tour realizes that you need these young players. You need these other players to play in your events. The Masters is different. Masters doesn't care. They'll be like, Phil's invited. DJ's invited. Sergio's invited. Why wouldn't they be? They're not going to adhere to PGA Tour. Now, the other ones, PGA Championship might. I don't know if the British Open is going to care about this. I don't know if the U.S. Open will care. Phil's planning on playing in the U.S. Open. Dustin Johnson, I'm guessing, planning on playing the U.S. Open. John in Syracuse joins us on the topic. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. I'm curious how much you think DJ's rules issue from 12 years ago at Whistling Straits factored into his decision. And I'll get in and get out. Thanks.
All right. I know that was a big deal at the time. And it cost him there at Whistling Straits. But I can't imagine that that would be, this is the reason why, or he started to sour on the PGA Tour. I mean, he's done really well by the PGA Tour. So I don't know if it's one of those. I still remember that ruling. What was it, a waste bunker?
Yeah, it looked more like it was this area near a beach area, the golf course, Whistling Straits. And the area he was golfing in looked like it looked like the second cut.
I've been in that bunker. On 18. I've played there, and I've been in that waste bunker. And I think it was, did he ground his club?
Yeah, he grounded his club. They ruled his area as a bunker. But if you look at it, it's a patch of sand. Yeah. It looks like just a exposed grassy area that has a lot of sand in it. There's people standing in the bunker at the time he's swinging. He said, I never thought it was a bunker because why would a rules official let 20 fans stand in a bunker while I'm swinging?
Yeah.
You should see his reaction to Dustin Johnson when he's told by the rules official.
Cody in Texas. Hi, Cody.
Hey, Dan. I wanted to see, what are the parallels you see with, like, the Premier League and Major League Soccer to the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour? You know, I remember when David Beckham went to the MLS and, you know, everybody across the pond made a big deal about it, but it helped grow the Major League Soccer. So I kind of see that LIV sticking around. And another point, man, that Netflix documentary about the behind the scenes with the PGA Tour is going to be fire.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Cody. Well, imagine if the MLS had billions of dollars and they could take players in their prime. If you said, hey, we want Wayne Rooney now. We want Messi now. We want Ronaldo now. Now, I don't know if you get them. Those guys make hundreds of million dollars. It feels like, you know, upwards of $50, $75, $100 million. It'd be a lot of money to get them here. But let's say you did that. All of these franchises were backed by, you know, billionaires or one central billionaire and willing to spend whatever it would take. Let's say you're going to spend $2 billion a year. I mean, what is $2 billion a year to the Saudis? Nothing. Everybody's going to have a price tag. They may not admit it. But if you said to Rory McIlroy, we're going to give you $200 million. It's not hypothetical. It's we'll give you $200 million. You want your legacy? You want to win majors? Here's $200 million. Come on over and have some fun. You're not going to approach, you know, Tiger or Jack in majors. You got a great career already. I don't know. Everybody says the right thing, it feels like. until it's your turn, when you're on the clock, and it's like, how much is it going to take? Oh, I would never do that. $75 million? Well, $100 million. $150 million. That work? We'll guarantee that. Okay. And then you all of a sudden you put a check in front of them. Now it's real money. I don't know if that happens, but if you get the next superstar or superstars coming out of college and you already have them, now you have something that the PGA Tour would want. They don't care about Sergio or Phil or Graham McDowell or Ian Poulter or Taylor Gooch. They don't care about them. But they do care about growing the sport in the next wave of great players. And I think if Greg Norman's doing that, that would be a great counterattack. More phone calls coming up. We'll take a break. What we've learned, what's in store tomorrow, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Reggie Miller will be on the program tomorrow. Golden State Warriors are 3.5-point underdogs. You have game four tonight. I'm calling it pivotal. Because if the Lightning win tonight, I think the Lightning are going to win.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Series. But if the Rangers win tonight, then it's a pivotal game four.
I like when they let it play out a little longer.
Yeah.
That's a great call.
Why did they decide to do that?
Where did the horn come from?
Yeah.
Checking.
Yeah. The Abs beat the Oilers 6-5 in overtime. On to the Stanley Cup Final. Fritzy has a SportsCenter tease.
So I do.
When you tune into SportsCenter, they let you know what's coming up on the show, and Fritzy is going to do his best impersonation of a SportsCenter anchor. Do we have music for him, Marv? Little lower. Little lower.
Coming up on SportsCenter, oil spill aisle 4. We'll recap the Avs and Avnots. Home on the Rangers. Can New York take one in Tampa and bring a 3-1 lead back to the Garden? Donald Buck, why Aaron is no longer quacking about retirement. Let him live. Golfers swinging with the Saudis, but at what price? After a tough loss in Game 2, what's your cousin from Boston saying about the Celtics' title hopes? Also, Darwin's theory of evolution. How the new Lakers coach plans to evolve with Russell Westbrook. Gee, where's Jimmy? And it's ladies' night. Sooners and Longhorns? How cool. The gang's all here at SportsCenter next.
Nice. All right. All right. You got the horn?
Yeah, I found a few different places. The Chicago Blackhawks supposedly pioneered the now popular trend of the horn in the 73 Stanley Cup Final against Montreal. Hawks owner Bill Wirtz liked the sound of the horn on his yacht and instructed his PA people and the people at the facilities to have a horn the next time there was a goal, and it started catching on. That's not official. They think it could have been other places, but the first time some type of loud noise was used.
All right. Tyler in Detroit joins the program. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, DP.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, how we doing, DP?
Great, Tyler.
So I appreciate the time. I appreciate this quick therapy session for all of us Detroit sports fans. It's a bit of a detour on the show, so again, greatly appreciated. We're talking about this track record of a historical, abysmal, dark days of Detroit sports, a city with four major sports teams that hasn't seen a playoff win in over 5 years. We're talking about since October 2013 was the last time we advanced to the next round. The Pistons were the last team to go 500 in the city of Detroit, and that was in 2019, got swept by the Bucks. If you go to Vegas in the last 3 years and look at a sports book and look at the championship odds, you will see all Detroit sports teams at the bottom of the list with the longest odds for the last 3 years. So I just want everyone to just hope and send us good vibes and empathy and thoughts, because it has been a historically terrible, terrible track record. But hopes are high.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Brought the show down.
Bummed me out.
Yeah. Tyler's bummer. I don't know if other sports franchises around, you know, a sports fan around the country is going, you know, when you got little, Tommy and Sally going to bed and you say a prayer for Detroit sports teams tonight. Get down on your knees and say a prayer for the Detroit Tigers. You know, Red Wings had a pretty good run. The Lions have not had a good run. Pistons had a good run, too. Yes, Paulie?
This day in sports history, Dan, 1997, the Detroit Red Wings won their first NHL championship in 42 years. They swept the Flyers. Here's a good one. In 1892, John Joseph Doyle became the first pinch hitter in baseball history when he was used in the game. 1892, he was playing for Cleveland against Brooklyn, and his manager, Patsy Thibault, asked him to go in the game. There's no story whether that was legal or not, or why no one had done it before, or why he was allowed to do it.
Hmm. Anything else?
Toronto Sky Dome hosted the first game to be played indoors and outdoors on the same day. The roof was closed in 89 when the weather became threatening.
1973, Dave Winfield is the fourth overall pick in the baseball draft. He was also selected in the NBA draft and the NFL draft. Was he also selected by a soccer team? I thought that he was drafted in four different sports. I don't think Dave Winfield played soccer, but for some reason, and maybe I'm just making that up. I have no idea. Did Dave Winfield get drafted by four different sports? Baseball, NBA, NFL. Maybe just three. I don't know. Because he played college basketball. No luck?
I think we're all trying to read the exact same story. Fast as again. One player, four drafts. The remarkable tale of Dave Winfield's draft history.
Okay. But I don't know who he was drafted by. The fourth team? Yes, Paul.
He was drafted in baseball by the Padres, obviously. Yeah. Basketball by both the Hawks and Stars. So that could be the...
All ABA, NBA, right. And NFL.
And then the Minnesota Vikings 17th round for football. So those could be the four teams.
Yes, Todd.
And the Canucks. No, I'm kidding.
No, that's... Come on.
Didn't happen. It had nothing to do with hockey.
Well, we got a laugh track for Fritzy?
I need it desperately.
All right. Final results of the poll question.
Dan, 44% of the audience would add Aaron Donald to their team next season. And then for the LIV Tour, how big of an impact will LIV Golf have on the PGA Tour? 58% say minimal. And 75% of our audience would play for the PGA Tour rather than LIV.
All right, let's go around the room. What we learned, Todd? Literally.
You don't think the Lakers necessarily want to keep Russell Westbrook? They have to right now.
They're saying all the right things. Seton O'Connor, what did you learn today?
Golf got a lot more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Marv?
Now Dustin Johnson will have to play golf for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that poor guy. I was going to have to play golf the rest of my life. Paulie?
Tomorrow's going to be saucy. Phil Mickelson talking at the LIV Tour.
Sincoro Tequila, delicious, ultra-smooth, naturally rich tequila, best enjoyed neat, on the rocks, a slice of orange, or in your favorite tequila cocktail. Perfect toast for a life well played. Drink responsibly. 2022 Sincoro Tequila, 40% alcohol by volume. Imported by Cinco Spirits Group, LLC, Miami, Florida. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.